Welcome to Town Talk with Ted on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders who impact our community. Now, the recipient of three First Place Virginia Association of Broadcasters Awards and the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Our focus this morning is Rappahannock United Way, and we welcome to the program Rappahannock United Way President Janelle Donahue. Janelle, it's been a few months since you've been in. Good morning.
Good morning. It's so glad to be back.
Good to have you here. We're going to talk about all the good stuff that Rappahannock United Way does in the community, and we'll start off with the community give just a few weeks ago, and boy, what a great program for nonprofits in the area, just to highlight nonprofits and also give them training of how to get out and get their message out.
Absolutely. You know, we have an amazing community, and the Community Foundation brought the Community Give to the Fredericksburg region, and it's been just wonderful. The training you receive, the camaraderie, I mean, it's a competitive process, but it's actually more fun, and we compete, but in a friendly way. It's been a great opportunity for Rappahannock United Way.
Lisa and Terry came in from the Community Foundation a couple of times to talk about the Community Give. As we talked, I always thought of you because it's got to help you because you help so many of these nonprofits in the area and are involved in so many ways in providing funding and other things. And this is helping them, and you have to be happy with something like this.
You know, you could look at this as a competitive piece for United Way because we do fundraise for nonprofits. But what I've learned through my entire career, even before working at United Way and working with corporate philanthropy, when you create a culture of giving, whether in a company or in your community, the giving just multiplies. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like love. Sorry to be cheesy, but it's kind of like love. The more you give it away, the more it multiplies. So it's been wonderful for United Way. Our member agencies have multiplied their gifts, but we didn't see a decrease last year for campaign. We had a successful campaign, so our community just wants to give.
And that's the good thing, because you kind of wonder with that, is this going to affect later in the year when the campaign starts? And for that not to be, this is just providing more funding and shows that a lot of people in some ways, I know I gave to a few organizations that I'd always thought I wanted to, but this kind of gave me that one day it was easy to do. Not that it's hard to ever go to a website and try to figure it out, but to have one day and one place to go.
One day, one place to go. It made it really easy. It was in the forefront of our minds. It just was a smart way to do it. And, you know, we actually received some new donors, and that's what you realize is a lot of times it's the same people giving year after year. Mm-hmm. Well, with the Community Give, we realized some new donors, and we're excited about that.
Well, and United Way always does a good job of getting the word out about what you do. But even with the Community Give, I was getting things from you, emails and talking about where money went. So I guess, you know, you were able to, in some ways, hone your skills a little bit more.
We were. And what was interesting is typically we talk about United Way in a big, broad sense and about all the money we're raising to help all the member agencies. We have 32. But we really took an opportunity with the Community Give to promote one of our programs that we have internally to let people know about our success stories, about the Barbara C. Terry Emergency Fund. And we can get to that in a minute about the Barbara C. Terry Fund. But I wanted to tell you, at United Way, we really look at three things for campaign is ask, thank, and inform. And we had our thank you ready to go if people gave. Mm-hmm. And at 12:04, when it first started, we had a donor give us $25. And Mary, who's our campaign manager, was right on it and sent out a thank you. Well, at about 8 o'clock in the morning, we get a $1,000 gift from the same person. And we're like, oh, my gosh. So we called him and we thanked him and said, this is great. He said that he had done a little experiment where he gave four agencies $25, and he was playing a little game and said, for the first agency to thank me, I'll give them an additional $1,000. So I'm just so thankful we jumped on it and thanked him for his gift because we got another $1,000.
That's interesting because I had a couple of ones that immediately did the same thing, and I got personal notes because I had known them, and I was really impressed, and others didn't do that, and that's a good thing to know, and a lot of people do think like that.
Yeah, well, we have to thank your donors and make them feel special. And if the others didn't, it's not because they're not grateful. It's just maybe their system wasn't set up. And you know, we're blessed that we have staff that can do that.
I was going to say
others
yes,
run on volunteers,
much smaller.
You know,
yep. You mentioned the Barbara C. Terry Fund, because I know that that's the money that came in. Isn't that where a lot of the community fund money that came in that day was going to go to that fund?
Absolutely. We have a fund. We actually started it back in 2008, in 2009, when the economy was taking a turn for the worse and a lot of people were being laid off from their jobs. We started it for individuals who have never asked for help before and may not qualify for help from our charities because there's so many people in need. They have to help the most neediest first. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of people who are double income, but if one spouse loses their job or perhaps even passes away, all of a sudden their life changes immediately, or a medical emergency. And so we have a fund, and we named it after our former president, Barbara C. Terry, who was president of United Way for 30 years. And it's a special fund for individuals who are having a crisis either for housing, maybe a medical emergency, or with utility assistance, that have never been in need before, but need maybe that 1 or 2 months of help, and then they can stay afloat.
Yeah.
And we raised over $5,300. It was matched dollar for dollar, and so we'll be able to sustain that fund for a little while longer.
Wow, that's like you say, that's the kind of fun, and that's the kind of thing that so many people need, and it's nice to be able to offer that.
It is, because there are a lot of hardworking people that sometimes just need a hand up. And this allows United Way to be a part of that. So we're excited about that.
Janelle Donahue here with Rappahannock United Way. You sure have seen, in your time at United Way, have seen just swings with the economy, but especially lately. I mean, you were there when things weren't so bad around here and things were kind of humming along, and now we've been stuck in this. And boy, I'm sure you, and I know talking with a number of people that with the agencies that you help, this is really a tough time, and it's tough when you get into a situation when you have to say no to some people that you wish you could help.
That's the hardest thing, is when an agency has to turn people away, because there isn't there isn't enough money to help every single person that may be in need, but we do our best to fundraise for it. What we're seeing is the economy is slightly improving, but people aren't typically getting more dollars, more money, more raises, and so people are still struggling a bit.
No, I hear the hardest thing, and I hear from different agencies, is when they'll say that they know the people come in, that they're sincere, and they say, you can just see in their eyes that they're just desperate, and they just, you know, when you have to say, you know, we can't help you here.
Well, especially after they've mustered up the courage, because it takes a lot of courage to ask for help. They muster up the courage, they go ask for help, and then they don't receive the help. And that's why it's so important to be able to support organizations like the Rappahannock United Way, because we support those 32 agencies in our local community that really are doing such great work and changing lives and improving lives. And as we've evolved as a United Way, we're really now focusing on long-lasting change and not putting those Band-Aid solutions on problems and just giving handouts. We're really looking at root causes of issues so that we can shorten the line at the door of our nonprofits.
If someone wants to get involved with Rappahannock United Way, become a regular donor, what's the best way to do that, Janelle?
There are lots of ways. You know, for those who like the traditional way, you can write a check and send it in to our United Way address at 3310 Shannon Park Drive, and that's Fredericksburg, Virginia 22408. We are up with the times. You can go on our website at RappahannockUnitedWay.org and hit donate now and give right now on the website. If you work for an organization that supports United Way, you can wait till the fall and do payroll deduction. That's really the easiest way to give. You give a little bit out of every paycheck and you never miss it. And the best part is on the W-2 at the end of the year, your whole donation is right there for tax purposes.
Yeah. RappahannockUnitedWay.org, you're located right next to Shannon Airport there.
We are. We love being right beside the airport. We're right in between the airport and the Wawa, and we love our location.
Janelle Donahue with Rappahannock United Way here. When we come back, we'll talk about the tax program. We talked about that earlier in the year. We will get an update when we come back on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk with Ted on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook. Just search News Talk 1230 WFVA. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Janelle Donahue here. She is the president of Rappahannock United Way. RappahannockUnitedWay.org is the website. We'll talk again about how you can get involved with United Way as we go along. Janelle, the it was in the early part of the year with when tax season kicked off. Well, let's talk about the tax program that you have been operating for a number of years. It has really become a successful and just really a successful program.
It really is. You know, this program is part of a national program, and it is the largest anti-poverty program in the United States, and we're so blessed to be a part of it. We, you know, as United Way, we have a goal that more households emerge from poverty and achieve greater financial stability, and our strategy is that more households align spending and savings with their income. And we have the tax program so that we can provide a service to families, but really it's an opportunity to meet those families and to have a conversation about their financial stability and education. Had an awesome, awesome campaign, but a great tax program year. It's really put together by a coalition of partners in the community. We all work together. And we provide tax preparation services. There's three ways. One is to come in and have full service. A volunteer mm-hmm. who's IRS certified does the taxes for the individual. You can also do coach, which you sit at a computer and a coach is behind you. If you have any questions, they help you. And the other is self. You can be at home on My Free Taxes, and you do your taxes by yourself, and it's free. And we had a real successful year. I'll throw some numbers at you. We had 1,686 tax returns filed, and that's an increase. Our goal was 1,400, so we're really happy. But the success, Ted, is that our goal is that people are empowered. And are motivated to help themselves. And so we had a real increase in our self-service, those who did coached and those who did self-filing. And that's what we want, is to teach people that it's really not as scary and intimidating. Mm-hmm. And if you use the software, it's free, and they can do it themselves. We had a lot of people say, okay, I'll try. And when they left the office after doing their own taxes, you talk about happy people, they were empowered.
Yeah, it gives you self-confidence that maybe, well, I can do this, maybe I can do something else.
Exactly. Some people went home and said, well, I can help my sister do her taxes, or my parents. And others said, well, I might come back and volunteer next year. This wasn't so bad. And this really isn't a charity program. This is really for any household mm-hmm. that makes $65,000 or less. It's not about charity. It's about empowering people to be able to help themselves.
It's the earned income tax credit that so many people qualify for it, but oftentimes don't know about it and don't know to ask for it.
They don't know about it. They don't know to ask for it. And what they also don't know is, the companies that do taxes for individuals are wonderful companies, but the taxes we see are tax returns that can be filed very simply on their own. And the companies that charge for tax preparation charge most of the time for every, if they want to do EITC, they charge for it. So some mm-hmm. people say, oh, never mind. But they don't realize how much they're going to get back in return.
Well, and the money they get back in return, you've calculated this over the years. It's puts a lot of money back into the local economy.
It really does. It's over $1.8 million, and where do you think they're going to spend that money? Where do you think they're going to save that money?
Right here.
Right here in our community. So it helps our economy. We have conversations with them. We encourage people to save those dollars. And we had, we do financial education. We coached over 275 people. And then they realize how easy it is to put some practices in place, practical practices.
Well, and this all then ties into it's just interesting how it all works, because you're able to help these people. A lot of these people are people a lot of times that are going to need help from, or will at times seek help from, some of the agencies you help. I guess the goal is that they can become self-sufficient and may not need that help.
Exactly, because we've seen families that have come in that are on, you know, their last of their savings. If they've been unemployed, we had a couple who was self-sufficient. He lost his job 9 months before we saw him, and they had they had exhausted their savings and didn't realize that they were eligible for some of the credits through tax preparation, but couldn't afford to get their taxes done as they normally had by someone else. And they walked out and they put money in savings. And just that feeling of being able to take care of yourself, because he was about to go and ask for help from several agencies, and he didn't have to do that.
Yeah.
And that really empowered him.
Yeah, there you go. That's what a great story. Well, I know in January, Sarah and Adrian from your office came in and talked about the program. And over the years, we have talked about it on the air. I never really saw it firsthand until you had a press conference one Saturday morning. And you had, all I remember is, or I mean, I remember is parking there, and you had huge snow drifts in the parking lot.
Yes, yeah, snow causes a bit of a problem for us because we have wonderful partners, but if a partner closes, the tax program is shut down as well. And of course, we have tax programs at the United Way office and do taxes there, and we have to shut it down. And I remember that day we did have snow drifts, and I remember the senator. Senator Bryce Reeves came to speak with us as well and to see the program and mentioned how he couldn't find parking. And at first I felt really bad. But then I was like, well, that's what you want. You want a full program.
Yeah.
And so it was good for him to see so many people getting the help. But he also was able to see that, wow, a lot of people needing help for something that the government requires. Maybe changes can come. So it might have been positive.
And that's – I was so surprised to see so many people. And when I – in just looking at the room where people were getting help, it was amazing that there were not only not many – there were no parking places to be found over where you're at, but also in the building. I mean, it was just packed with people.
Yeah, and that's what's been a big blessing. We've been in our building for almost 6 years now, and the resources that we have there are so helpful. And we couldn't do this tax program without our volunteers. We trained over 100 volunteers, and we had over 65 volunteers throughout the whole year. We had greeters, and they're so important to make people feel welcome and make sure they have all their paperwork. And our tax preparers are not only knowledgeable and patient, they're just kind. And to have a smiling face when you're intimidated to go fill out your paperwork and to have someone just smile and talk to you just makes a world of difference. We couldn't do it without our volunteers.
No, and I'm sure in some cases, some of those people are there and they're just you're embarrassed that you have to have help and just to pull all the papers together and even to let someone else see some of your paperwork. Is kind of at times you're just feeling like, can I trust you and that kind of thing.
And yes, it is. And what we work really hard on doing is as soon as they walk through the door is making them feel that this isn't a charity program. This isn't even a nonprofit program. This is a service to help them and make them feel like they're just receiving a service. Just like if you were to go anywhere else in the community, it's not about charity. It's about learning how to get the help you need.
So the tax program has wrapped up for the year, but if someone's interested in it, and especially if they've got some skills in this kind of thing and might be retired or have some time, when do you start training for that? Will that be the early part of next year?
Exactly. Early part of fall, we start recruiting. So we'd love to have your name, your email, your phone number so that we can put you on our email list to get you involved. You know, it's also great for college students looking for some experience. If you want to be a CPA or go into that work, it's great opportunity for that. And we also just, a lot of people don't know, we are still doing taxes by appointment. And I know it's beyond the deadline, but some people didn't file on time.
Yeah.
We are still doing the free tax preparation, but it's by appointment, so you can call the office. But if you want to volunteer, please give us your name and your email and your phone number, and we'll get in touch with you and get you on the list.
This program has really taken off. Has this gotten even bigger than you ever imagined?
It absolutely has. At first, we started it because there was a grant available, and we thought, well, this would be nice, a nice addition. But now we really own it, and the partners we work with through all the banks and the financial institutions, the credit unions, the library has been a tremendous partner. We really see a lot of collaboration, and that's what you want in a community is people working together to solve problems.
No, it's the type of thing that you start hearing about or even when there would be bad weather, and you would hear that I knew some people that were doing it and were disappointed that on a particular night, because the weather was bad and the roads were bad, that it was being canceled at the library or wherever it was going to be held at that particular night. So it has really become a service that so many in the community depend on.
It is, and it's a staple in the community. And I'll just reiterate again, we're so proud that now the people that have been coming for a few years in a row, they trust us, and we can say, well, try the coaching. I'll help you through it. And they do. And just to see how empowered they are, that we're not just increasing the number of full service every year and just more and more people in need. That's really why we do it, is to help people help themselves.
Now, I thought it was – I remember Adrian telling us stories about people – who decided to get involved and were kind of hesitant, and for the first year they were a greeter, and then decided, I really want to get into this, and now are just took the training and are really into it.
There have been some amazing stories about the volunteers. People who are very shy, reserved, not really sure of themselves, and come in and take the training, and then all of a sudden they are running the place, and that's what you want, is you want that engaged volunteer, and now they're making a big difference in the lives of so many people in our community.
Janelle Donahue here with Rappahannock United Way. She is one who's never been referred to as shy and reserved. When we come back, we will we'll talk about the 2014 campaign results and look ahead to 2015. As we talk about Rappahannock United Way this morning on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:31.
I have the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. You're listening to Town Talk with Ted on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Voice it now on Facebook. Search News Talk 1230 WFVA and place your comments now. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We are talking about Rappahannock United Way this morning with Rappahannock United Way President Janelle Donahue. If you want to find out more and kind of surf around and see all the programs that they have, go to RappahannockUnitedWay.org, RappahannockUnitedWay.org. You, Janelle, have a retirement in the office here. I mean, it's just not any retirement. I mean, it's somebody that's been around for a long time, knows a lot of people, and knows a lot of the workings.
We do. It's a happy time for her, but a real sad time for us.
Sure.
Mickey Galick, who has been with the United Way for 20 years. On May 18th, it was her 20th year anniversary with United Way, and she is going to say goodbye to us on June 26th. It's her last day after 20 years, and man, talk about the history that's going to walk out the door on that day.
Wow, because a lot of times she's the person, she never came in here, but she was the person that you just knew day to day, kind of ran a lot of things.
She's gold, because she's the person that does everything behind the scenes to make everything shine and to make the organization look really good, to make me as the president look really good, and the warm, just a warm, loving, kind person, and never wants to take any credit, never wants the limelight, just wants to make sure everything is perfect for United Way. She bleeds United Way and helping us improve lives.
Well, and she got a big award.
She did. She was honored by the Fredericksburg Regional Chamber of Commerce this spring on Administrative Professionals Day. She won Administrative Professional of the Year Award, and she so well deserved that.
Yeah.
And so if you know Mickey Galick, please send her some love through the United Way and send her some well wishes, because we're really going to miss her. But I've just told her it's ridiculous to retire, because I'm just going to call her back to volunteer. So she might as well have stayed to be paid. So now she's just going to come back and volunteer with us.
I saw the pictures when she was got the award from the chamber for the administrative assistant. And she seems so surprised and just seems so pleased.
Well, she was surprised. It's hard to keep a secret from Mickey, but we were successful, but it's very hard, and had her family there. But that's just Mickey as well. She would never have thought she was going to win, and she would have been so excited for somebody else. She didn't expect it. She's just the most humble person I know.
When I saw that she won, my first thought was, I'm surprised she hadn't won earlier.
And it's not because it wasn't well-deserved, probably because we just hadn't put in the nominee. But when I got the call from Susan Spears that she was the winner, I did a little happy dance because I knew just how much she deserved it.
So you still got around for about another month.
Yes, another month, and we're gonna put her to work until then, and we're certainly gonna miss her.
We're talking with Janelle Donahue this morning, the president of Rappahannock United Way. Every year you come in when the campaign gets started, and every year you have a big number, and I always think to myself, that's a little bit ambitious, but you always get there.
Well, that's because our community all the time steps up, and we have a generous community, and it seems kind of odd to be talking about campaign now because it's May. And usually campaign is big time September, December, but we're always pleased. And we raised over $3 million this year. We exceeded our goal. We went 106% over our goal. Not over our goal. We met our goal 106%. The United Way campaign, the workplace campaign, was wildly successful. So pleased. I don't know if you heard or not, but Geico, which is one of our largest companies and organizations, they raised over $1 million.
Wow.
Themselves. $1 million. Talk about an exciting time. Now, there is a company match, not dollar for dollar, but there is a very generous company match, but they raised over $1 million. Mary Washington Healthcare is a big supporter, as well as Rappahannock Area Community Services Board, Union Bank, Hildrip. There's so many amazing companies that do such good work, but $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 in a campaign, and that's employees just giving out of the generosity of their heart.
Yeah, no, so many places, so many businesses have it, and you get the paper, and you can fill out how you want to give, and all of that, and the money that you give stays local to the in the agencies. And you mentioned it a little bit earlier that in the last few years you've changed how you distribute the money, and you're giving it to organizations that you've determined are getting the most bang for the buck.
Absolutely, we used to just fund agencies. And now United Way really focuses on programs, and programs that not only improve lives, but that show real impact and show long-lasting impact, and not just a Band-Aid on the solutions. We're excited because, we get excited and we have a victory celebration about the money we raise, but this year we're having a victory, and we celebrate ourselves because this year we'll be able to give away the most money that we've ever given away to our nonprofits because of the generosity of our donors. And we have some new programs with new agencies that have come on board, and we're really excited about that. And let me tell you, when United Way is giving a gift to a nonprofit, you can be sure that that nonprofit has been vetted for their financial stewardship, for their governance, but also that they're going to have the outcomes that they say they will, and that they're changing lives. It's a great way to ensure your dollars are getting the most return on investment.
You had a theme last year, changing the story. Is that gonna continue? Because I thought that was some of the stories you told about local people that had, the whole changing the story theme was just a fantastic idea.
We're gonna continue that theme because we're not done changing the story. We're going to tell more of our stories about how people, because of their perseverance, have changed their story and how they've changed their lives, the agencies, how they're changing lives, and how the donors and the volunteers, when you're giving back to your community, how you're changing the story. And we're going to have more success stories to share this coming year.
Education, income, and health, aren't those kind of the big things that you look at in the community?
Those are our three. I have done a good job.
I have been waiting for you to bring this up because usually you weave this in the first 5 minutes.
I do, because our focus is education, income, and health. And I know I ask you every time, but I'll do it again.
Please do.
So, Ted, United Way, our building blocks are education, income, and health, because we believe everybody needs a good education. Would you agree?
I would agree.
Good. I'm scared the day you say you wouldn't agree, because I know you have one going to college this year, another one going to college.
Yeah.
But we believe a good education helps individuals get a good job so that they can have stability now through retirement. And also, everyone needs good health and access to good health care. And those are major building blocks to the success of individuals in our community. So when we're investing in the community, we really are looking at how we can help people in the areas of education, income, and health.
And when we talk about how you vet these organizations, you do that. You sit down with them, and they answer questions. You look at things. You ask them questions, and you're giving to the prime organizations that are involved in the front lines.
We are. And you know what makes United Way unique is that it's not just the staff members who are very well versed in the agencies and the programs in our community and what needs to be invested in, but we also invite community individuals in our community to come in and be a part of the process. We have volunteers on committees that look at the applications, that ask the tough questions, that hold the agencies and the programs accountable. Those volunteers make recommendations to United Way. Then our board looks at those recommendations, looks at the big picture of all that we're investing and how we're making a difference. And this Thursday, the board will be approving the allocations for this upcoming fiscal year, which starts July 1. And so I know the agencies are just waiting to hear the news from that. But we are able to give more money than we ever have before this year because of such a successful campaign.
And you do involve a lot of the community. I never have been able to do it just because it has never worked out time-wise. But I've gotten invitations to sit on some of these committees and to go through. And I've heard from people that do it that it's an eye-opening experience, and you get a whole different understanding of what happens in this community.
You do. We need to get your schedule so we can fit you in there to be able to do this process. But it is. You learn about programs you never knew existed. You learn about the tough questions that United Way asks to ensure that your dollars are being invested wisely. And you see a process that's unique in our community, and it really makes a difference. And if anyone's interested and wants to do that, it's for anyone. You don't have to have any expertise in any one area, but you have to have an open mind and willing to read the applications and ask some thoughtful questions.
I didn't realize that this Thursday, though, is when they find out. I'm sure that there are a lot of organizations that are looking forward to hearing something.
Well, they won't find out Thursday. Thursday's when the board agrees, and then we'll send out the memos later in the month, or in June. But I know that they're waiting to hear. But the board has a big decision, and you know, board governance is so important. And United Way has the best board, as I would say, in the whole community.
And there's a lot of responsibility on any board. So I want to talk to you a little bit about in the next segment about that. About nonprofit boards and all, but especially for United Way, there are a lot of big decisions, and you want to make the right decision.
And boards need to be in a strategic mindset. They have to be up with the times so that they can change. Because if you don't keep up with the times and the way things are changing, you quickly can become or ask yourself, "Are we still relevant?"
Janelle Donahue, Rappahannock United Way president, here with us this morning. Rappahannockunitedway.org is the website. We'll talk more about nonprofit boards when we come back on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk with Ted on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook. Just search News Talk 1230 WFVA. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Janelle Donahue here, the president of Rappahannock United Way, is as we focus this morning on the good work that United Way does in the community. We were talking in the last segment a little bit there about nonprofit boards, and I didn't realize you did this. You were telling me that you'd offer you offer helps to boards, and you're in the process of offering a lot more help to some of these nonprofits to get board members.
We do. You know, most people know United Way from the thermometer, the fundraising, our campaign goal. A lot of people may not realize that one of our strategies in helping our community is to help nonprofit capacity building, which basically means we like to offer services to our nonprofits to learn and grow and learn new things. And one of the things we realized is one of the things our member agencies and other nonprofits were always asking us was, can you help us get board members? And so it started about 6-7 years ago. We created a workshop called Board Match, where individuals who are interested in being on a board or currently on a board can come to this workshop, learn about the three elements of an important board and what their responsibilities are, learn some of those strategies. They do some case study work. And when they leave, the outcome we hope they have is that they're equipped to be good board members and making sure agencies have good fiduciary strategies. They have strategic planning, mm-hmm. As well as good fundraising. And it's been successful.
Because board members are huge for most nonprofits in so many ways. And I know that the times that I've been on boards, a lot of times I have really felt inadequate, especially at the start of just trying to kind of feel my way of how do I do this?
Well, and it's not because you're inadequate. It's just that you haven't been educated on what you should be doing or how to do it. And so what United Way wants to do is take people who are interested in being on boards and match them to nonprofits. So we ask the nonprofits, what are your needs? And there are some standard needs. You need people who can fundraise. You need some people who are very comfortable with finances and understand that. You need some, people who can direct a process, think strategically. And so we ask for what are your skills, what are your strengths for the individuals, and then the agencies, hey, we need a CPA or we need an attorney or we need somebody who's strategic. And we match them together and do an introduction. And there's no requirement. It's just we do an introduction. And if it works out, great. There are a lot of people who are on a lot of boards and they say, wow, I can't be on another board. Where are the other leaders in the community? And so this is an opportunity for United Way to say, here's some other leaders who are interested and involved in being in boards. And we do the introduction.
So if someone's interested in this and thinking, I would like to get involved with some boards, is it worth their while to contact United Way and saying, hey, I'd like to get involved in the community. Here are my strengths. Here are my interests. And then you can look at that and see if you can plug them in.
Oh, that's a gift if individuals did that, because then we can really help the nonprofits that are saying, please help us. We actually have a workshop coming up on June 23rd. You can go on our website to nonprofit trainings. There is a minimal fee for $65 if you register before June 13th, and then there's a little additional charge after June 13th. But Board Match is a workshop where we educate people about what it means to be on a board and how to do it, and then we try to match you to a board that would be relevant. Or you don't even have to start on a board of a nonprofit. A good place to start is being on a committee, and there are lots of committees in nonprofits.
Mm-hmm.
You start on a committee, you get a feel for and if you're passionate about the mission, then you'll be successful.
Boy, and you think there are so many nonprofits, and there's so many, like you say, so many openings in so many cases now. A lot of people just feel like they are on too many committees, or you're dealing with people they've been on committee for years, and they're getting to the time when they want to cut back or retire.
They do. They want to they want to pass on the baton to other leaders who can make a difference in the community. And it might seem that they're not interested in doing it, but they really are interested in building new leaders up in the community. We have 32 member agencies, but we have thousands of nonprofits in the community. And they all need board representation, because that's how a nonprofit is governed and that's how a nonprofit is run. And a good board determines a good agency.
Well, I had no idea you did the nonprofit training. So that's, I'm glad we got a chance to talk about that, because, again, it's another kind of an area that Rappahannock United Way in recent years has gotten involved in, whether it's that, whether it's the tax program, a couple things that you might not necessarily think of, but you should.
Well, we do at least one training every month, and they're typically geared toward nonprofits, budgeting, outcome measurement. So if there are nonprofits out there that want to get involved and learn more, check out our training list and roster. And you know, the other piece is, a lot of times people say, well, why give to United Way? Why don't I just give directly to another agency? That's another asset that United Way brings to the community, is mm-hmm. building good board members and teaching agencies and giving them good workshops to help them.
Between that, the Community Give comes along every year in May, but what you're doing is providing helps for nonprofits all year long. But they're, between the Community Give and getting your message out and kind of fashioning a statement to get people to give and this, a couple of good components that nonprofits can take advantage of.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's affordable, because the only other mm-hmm. training opportunities nonprofits have is to go to Richmond or D.C., and we don't make a profit on these trainings. We basically cover our cost because we want the nonprofits to be able to afford to come to these these programs and to learn and to build their capacity.
Good point. That's it's right here. You're not having to go out of the area. Before before we run out of time, Janelle, if someone wants to find out more about all the things that go on with Rappahannock United Way, give us a couple of ways. You know, you got a Facebook page, you got a website.
You know, I'd first turn you on to our Facebook page because daily you're seeing pictures of what's going on in our office and around the community. You're learning immediately what's going on. You can always go to RappahannockUnitedWay.org, check out our website, or you could just call us and say, hey, I heard you on the radio. I heard you talking about this, and I'm interested in getting involved, and we'll plug you in.
And the phone number for Rappahannock United Way is?
540-373-0041. Dial 0 to get the receptionist, and she can direct you to wherever you need to go.
373-0041, RappahannockUnitedWay.org. We'll come back. We'll talk to you before the end of the summer about the 2015 campaign.
I'm gearing up and having fun.
Janelle Donahue here. Thanks, Janelle.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.